seems like everyone's clamoring for their chance to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but there's not nearly enough to go around, even among those prioritized to get the shot.
I've been screaming as loudly as I can at the federal government and the White House to make sure that we get as many doses as possible so that we can get them out to everybody that needs them.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, February 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Central Illinois is almost 3 weeks into 1B vaccinations. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter checks in with Unity Point Health to see how their process is going.
Unity Point has 28,000 patients that fall under the Tier 1B population, which consists of individuals 65 or older, as well as frontline non-healthcare workers. As of mid last week, the Unity Point has vaccinated more than 10,000 people in Central Illinois. That includes 7,400 people in the 1B group. Alice Driscoll, Unity Point's Regional Director of Pharmacy Services, says that they are thrilled vaccination distribution is going so smoothly.
Everything's going really well. We're excited to be involved in that with the community.
Driscoll says that the number of patients that will receive vaccines varies based on the number of vaccines allocated.
This week, for example, we got 3,240 doses, and that's what we'll be distributing to our patient population. So from week to week, we'll schedule the number of appointments that we have based on our vaccine allocation for the week.
Driscoll says that while many in the community are excited to get vaccinated, they want to make sure that the number of vaccination appointments is equal to the number of vaccines available. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says inmates at the Peoria County Jail are beginning to receive COVID-19 vaccinations after Governor J.B. Pritzker moved them up the priority list. The City of Peoria's Community Development Department is asking renters to contact them if their landlords don't promptly address heating problems. People in immediate need of shelter can call 211. And Bradley University is reminding students in healthcare who are working in a clinical facility or working in K-12 education that they may be eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in Phase 1B. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. University presidents recently wrote Governor J.B. Pritzker a letter asking him to move higher education staff and students up to the 1B vaccination phase. But in a conversation with WCBU's Tim Shelley, the governor says that's unlikely.
Well, remember, we tried very hard to follow the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control. They really set out the guidelines for the states who would be included in each phase. They chose, because of the, you know, the fact that there are adults involved in higher education, that they can mitigations are easier for them to have imposed, professors and people in higher ed staff and so on could be put into the 1C category, or at least back behind K-12 teachers, for example. So we followed the guidelines of the Centers for Disease Control, and that's really why the priorities ended up where they are.
The university presidents say, though, that if they don't get, you know, vaccinated sooner rather than later, they're concerned that they're going to be full virtual in the fall semester, and that might result in, students choosing to leave Illinois to go to school somewhere else. I mean, is that a concern with you as well?
Oh, well, we certainly want to make sure that we're providing all the mitigation that we can, as well as, vaccinations. So the kids can go to school in the fall. I'm not as concerned about, in that timeline. And before that, one of the things we've done is worked with the University of Illinois. They've worked with the many other universities across the state and colleges to help them set up testing capability everywhere. And that's really helped the University of Illinois to avoid having many cases. They've got a positivity rate that's something like 0.2%. Which is, amazing. As you know, we've got a statewide positivity rate, which is much better now, that's around 4.8%. So, I feel like we're doing as much as we can at the moment, given that we don't have enough vaccinations for people who need them right now. And I'm very frustrated by that shortage, frankly. And I've been screaming as loudly as I can at the federal government and the White House to make sure that we get as many doses as possible so that we can get them out to everybody that needs them, including those in higher education institutions.
And Governor, I mean, the frustration with the federal program has, you know, it's not only been you, I've heard it from a lot of different places. Has there been any consideration of going the path of, let's say, West Virginia and kind of taking our own path on that?
It's funny you ask. So 49 out of the 50 states chose to go the path of the federal pharmacy program. West Virginia is the only one that didn't. And part of the reason they didn't is they don't have very many long-term care facilities. Illinois happens to have more than average per capita. We have 1,700 facilities and many, many people in long-term care. So having the federal government, you know, the original thought, I think, for many of us was, boy, you know, we've got so much to do. Great if the federal government is going to pay other people, CVS and Walgreens, to vaccinate. But unfortunately, again, that program has turned out to be very slow. Why haven't we just fired them, basically? The answer is because that would actually slow it up even more. Taking those vaccines out of their freezers, moving them to some other facility, and then, you know, making sure that we ramp up the number of people who can go into these facilities to vaccinate, that just would take too much time. So instead, we went back to Walgreens and back to CVS and said, we got to go faster. And I have to say, they were very responsive. And that's one of the reasons why we'll be done with a first pass on every facility by February 15th. There's been a pretty good uptake, I want to point out, in those facilities. About 85, 90% of residents are getting vaccinated. But the folks who work there, staff, are only getting vaccinated about 35 to 40%. It's their choice, but we've got to get people to agree to get vaccinated. We're doing everything we can to convince them, going to their union leaders and doing a campaign through them, making sure their supervisors are promoting it and so on. But there's more work to do in that regard, and frankly, in the broader population.
And you can hear an extended version of Tim Shelley's discussion with Governor J.B. Pritzker at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Now, before we let you go, we've only got a couple more days to get you in the loop. Don't miss your opportunity to meet and quiz NPR's Aisha Roscoe and Scott Detrow about reporting from Washington as this new administration gets underway. Time is running out to get your ticket. All you need is one per household, and they are now available at WCBU.org.